happened. And then Monday, there was all this, like, because, like, everyone knew I liked him. So they're, and they're like, oh my God, he was totally holding hands with this other girl. And, like,
no.
the sadness on my face. And I'll never forget, one girl was like, I'm so sorry. Because, like, everyone knew I liked him.
Dang.
All he was doing is holding her hand. I don't even know why. But, like, I hated that girl for so long because she was, like, she stole him from me. Mind you, I was not with him in
dating him.
Junior in elementary school terms. But, like, he was the love of my life after him cheat on me. He didn't even know I was with him. Like,
how dare he?
Yeah.
You had a full-on relationship.
In my head. Like, stuff went down during Bedford Saturday Night. And so the fact that I never once got to go. It makes me upset still to this day. Like, things, my life could have been different. Probably not, but whatever.
So does that mean we should go to the club and dance some more?
Well, I did have fun when we went that one time. But I've been before. Like, I think it just depends on who I go with.
Yeah, but you hadn't been with me. So
that's true. That's a good point.
That's different.
And I think it depends on, like, where we go. Because I don't think I've been to a gay bar before, but it obviously wasn't with you. But it was not the same. And it was like, it just wasn't the right people. So I think because it was the people and the place and the atmosphere that really helped.
Yeah.
Even Anna had fun.
I know. Look at her. She was dancing on tables and shit. Woo!
You wish. I would break tables.
Same. We're too strong.
Every time I think it, I love that you
framed it. Sure. Strong is the word.
Yeah. Thank you for framing it. That's,
yeah, that's bitch. Strong.
I always think of.
I could knock someone out.
When I think of standing on table in myself, I think of what's that video, like Scarlett Takes a Tumble or whatever?
Oh my God, yes.
Plastic. I'm like, plastic, oh my God, vine. That's me. This is a video.
Literally, if I tried to stand up on a table, that's exactly what would happen.
I just can't. Thought
she's like, the whole earth comes crashing down.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, lying on the ground, like, oh, my back.
Me.
Oh, she's having a good day wherever she is. Blessings to her.
Yeah, she deserves it.
I'm gonna try to find it, link it in the description.
Oh my God, please do. I'll find it and I'll post it on the Instagram.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen that video. Vine, we miss you.
We do.
That was way before Vine.
Was that on YouTube?
That was early YouTube, yeah.
I guess I had a resurgence of mine.
Like, yeah. I distinctly remember people sending that link to me in an email.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I that think, is old.
Like, someone opened it up on the work computer and we watched it.
Oh my God.
I am ancient.
Full of wisdom.
Yeah, but you're cute. You're cute.
You're cute for an old lady.
You don't have the braids anymore, so.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I colored my hair. You see that?
Woo. Look how young she is. Oh, my God.
When she did it, I was like, dang. Time travel. And my girl was like, I know. Because whenever she does it, she thins my hair out because my hair's really thick. And I was like, wow. Like, am I levitating? Because I feel like I'm floating. She's like, yeah, you are. She's like, oh, my gosh. We're like eye level now. Amazing. This is the girl I'll tell you before, like, Ashley, her and I were professors in high school, and we are the exact opposite. Like, I still am a short, stout, brown girl, and she's a tall, blonde, leggy, gorgeous, like, opposites attract for sure. And I always loved how crazy and weird she was. I'll never forget the first time we were in color guard together, and she was a grade below me, and we had, like, a band party. And so they had, like, music playing in the band hall. And a Prince song comes on, and she literally runs in the middle of the dance floor and goes, oh, my God, Prince, I love him. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs that she loves him. And I was like, I love her. That's my girl. And so from then on, we were friends. And I was like, Ashley, why are you friends with me? I'm so boring. She's like, no, you are the calm that I need. If I don't have you around me, I'm going to lose it. And you know what? So we were like, perfect yin and yang, because otherwise, forget it. But yeah, I've always, it's my favorite thing about that is, like, we'll see each other once or twice a year, but it's always like we haven't left. And she's married with she has twin daughters who are like the same age as Charlie. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah. Anyways. I love you, Ashley. You're not listening, but I love you anyway.
She's a woo girl for sure. She's one of me.
She was you before you were you to me.
Oh my god, because I'm pretty sure at the club that's exactly what I did when they played that Elvis Crespo song. I was like, oh, this song. Run.
Like, she loves, her thing is Elvis and Prince. And so she walked down the aisle to Elvis and she walked down the aisle and she was like, like singing along. She was so weird. Like, she's a lot less like mellow now because she's an adult. But she was so weird. I just love how weird she when she had her long blonde hair, she would purposely wear pigtails that were like up here. And they were like long. She'd wear them to school.
Oh my god.
And then she used to drag race. She drag race like carts in high school.
Oh my god. When you said drag race, I was like, she was in drag? Oh, cool.
No.
But wrong drag. Clearly.
That's not
my theme.
No joy. No, yeah, it's funny. So she's a weirdo, but I love it. She says now that she's a boring weird because she's a mom. And I was like, that's okay.
Boring weird is awesome.
You're still weird. That's all that counts.
You're still weird on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey. Hi. Hello. I'm your host, Anna.
I'm Joy.
Wow.
Oh no, I missed it.
It delayed.
Oh, let's try this again.
Okay.
Hey. All right. Hi. Hello. I'm your host, Anna.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joy.
What? We're moving on.
God damn it. I forgot again.
And where we have thoughts, and you are listening to our Conversations with Oscar series, and we are smack dab in the middle of the current season. Today, we're taking a look at Anora. A young escort from Brooklyn meets and impulsively marries the son of a Russian oligarch. Once the news reaches Russia, her fairy tale is threatened as his parents set out for New York to get the marriage annulled. Nominated for 6 Oscars, including Best Picture, it is nominated for Lead Actress Mikey Madsen, Supporting Actor Yura Borisov, Directing Sean Baker, Original Screenplay Sean Baker, and Film Editing Sean Baker. This is Anora. Okay, friends. What did we think?
I thought it was good. It was an enjoyable time.
Really? I had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. At the beginning, I was like, okay, I don't care about all this, blah, 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 fairy tale, mm-hmm. blah, blah, I'm going to throw up. But then when I got to, you know, the Russians coming in, I was like, oh, now it's getting interesting. And I didn't, when I first ended it, I was like, okay, that was funny. I had a good time. It was a comedy. But I was like, Best Picture, really? But then it kind of like let it marinate my brain a little bit. I was like, oh, actually, yeah, I can see it. I see where they're coming from. I noticed so much more after thinking about it, how good Mikey Madsen is. And it seems on the surface such an easy role and so simple because she's just like mad. Being mad is easy. But I was thinking more about it. I was like, no, she was doing so much with her face.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't clock the first time. So I kind of wish I would have watched it twice just to get another feel. But like, I think the more reviews I read and the more clips I saw afterwards, I was like, oh no, yeah, she did a good job.
I also feel like this is, the Academy was like, okay, Sean Baker is due because he's had a lot of almost come to Best Picture. The Florida Project and Tangerine and Red Rocket a couple years ago. Which I thought was really great. Red Rocket was a wild ride. I never saw Red Rocket. It was one of those I saw early, fingers crossed it was going to get into the race because everyone was talking about it, but it didn't end up making it.
I remember thinking when I watched Tangerine, like, okay, is it the gimmick only that he shot on iPhone? But you don't even think about that when you're watching it. Like, it's actually a really good, really good movie.
Yeah, he's known for shooting, like, in real settings with real people in the background and like this was like his biggest production, I think, because he usually is using like bare minimum sets. It's a house that he's renting in middle of nowhere Texas type of feel. So this definitely felt like a bigger production than we're used to from him.
Yeah, I did like how creative the directing was. I love when a director has like a signature style that you can see. And it's very, very thoughtful, very like well-crafted. I had a good time. It was a fun time. I kind of wanted to be partying with them. And then I was like, when the story kind of like flips and I'm like, oh my God, this bitch is gonna, they're gonna, are they gonna murder her? I really thought like, I really, my thought was that it was gonna be a lot more severe than it was. Because I was like, these people are really intense. And these bodyguards are really intense. So I'm like concerned something's gonna happen, even more so than it already did. So I'm glad it didn't go all the way there. And like, I think that Sean Baker tends to get like real and gritty and la 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 and whatever. But I kind of wanted, I know it's about Honora, but I kind of wanted more of her. I know that it's like, it's hard to like, I mean, I every time that her face was like doing face acting, I was like, there's an internal dialogue there and I'm kind of filling in the blanks, but I wish that she would tell me, or she would like tell her friend and I'm hearing it from her friend, or it's some sort of creative narrative way, like tell me what you're really feeling, because you're showing like one emotion or one side of your personality to like Vanya, and then like you're just like fighting everyone off so that you can like stay married to this guy. But I was like, I needed more from her. I don't know. I felt like parts of it were kind of shallow. She was just like, she was angry and then she was partying and then she was like trying to save herself. And then her Cinderella story goes wrong. But I feel like it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. I wanted more from her. Yeah. There's something internal. Like I'm getting emotional from like Mikey Madison's performance, but like I'm not getting her, like the characterization of her, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, you're right. I completely agree. I think that's probably my only real qualm with the movie, because I find myself also wanting to know more about her, like her intentions, and like, because she exists only in service to the people around her.
Yep.
And I think they could have gone deeper with who she is as a character. I will agree that I did like how it doesn't go as violent as we think it is. And I think we're so used to seeing stories about sex workers or involving sex workers where like they're in danger and they're,
right.
You know, and it was refreshing to see something that wasn't that, you know, she was initially, because I thought like, oh, she's not a character. She's very thin. But then when I thought about it, I was like, oh, okay, maybe that's, Mikey Madison like trying to insert more than the script is giving her, you know? So I was like, I appreciated her performance the more I thought about it. But yeah, I completely agree. She's very thinly written. Like the story itself is interesting, I guess, for script reasons, but character wise, it was lacking for sure.
Yeah.
I read something and I totally agree with it, that once Igor got on screen, it became Igor's movie.
Like, I read that too.
We're seeing it through his eyes and like what he was thinking and feeling more than we were seeing it from Annie's point of view, which I enjoyed. I liked seeing Igor's side of things, but yeah, I feel like that moment at the end wasn't as earned as he wanted it to be.
Yes.
I thought it was a beautiful moment. I loved that it happened. I thought it was such great storytelling, but I was like, but there wasn't enough to give it the impact it should have had.
And you can tell that they want you to feel that.
Right.
Yeah. A little contrived, more than deserved.
Yeah. Because like when she has that breakdown and his explanation of what that ending is just that she is finally with a person that she can like readily express her consent to, and when he's wanting to kiss her and she doesn't want to do that, and like she's hit her limit and she breaks down. That's not really what I saw from it at all.
No, me either.
And I'm like, I don't know what story you're telling. You're telling, like, I clearly, like, we're coming from two totally different perspectives. I don't know if it wasn't from, like, I don't know if he did enough internal research to, like, who is Anora and why is she this way? Yeah. Other than, like, the general, like, okay, so she's a sex worker, so she has this job and she does these things, but, like, why? How did she get there? Like, if I think of, like, hustlers, we know all of their things, you know. Excellent if movie. I think of, even if I think of his other movie, Tangerine, like, the story yeah. was interesting. It was creative, but, like, I wanted to know them better. I feel like I didn't know them enough. I feel like it was almost there, but it just wasn't all the way there. So when she breaks down in the end, I'm like, I want to feel sorry for her because I, like, I want to know her better, but I don't know that, like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. Like, the movie didn't give me a why.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that he said that. I hadn't read that or heard that about his explanation of the ending, because to me it was very much like she doesn't know how to say thank you or express appreciation.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, because that's how, to her, that's what she can offer.
Right.
But therefore, that's what she's gonna, like, it reminds me of a show we used to watch called Mayans MC, and there's a scene where a girl is in a car with a guy and she starts to, like, flirt with him, and he stops and he says, "You don't owe me anything." And that throws her off, because she's like, she had up until that point given everything, all of herself, to everyone all the time. And he's the first one in the club to say, "You don't owe me anything." He's like, "Yeah, you know, that's stop." And, like, it reminded me of that moment. So in my head, I think I read it more as that way. Like, she's, he did one. See, this is how, like, traumatized women are. Like, you do one nice thing for us and we're going to give you our whole selves. Like, that, I think maybe because, I think it's more because as women we read it that way, but I don't know that it was correctly portrayed as it should have been.
Right. Yeah. I think that if that's what he wanted, you know, I think that it's totally fair to say that whoever wants to write from whoever's perspective is fine, as long as, you know, you do service to the character. I don't think he did service to the character here. I feel like someone should have seen a draft of this and been like, hey, as a woman, as a sex worker, as someone with similar life experience, it's not coming off the way you think it is. Because everything for, I think, okay, I'm not going to generalize, but I think that, like, our assumption as, like, people in society, and I think Sean Baker's assumption, or not his assumption, but, like, our assumption as people in society, as women, is that as a sex worker, everything for her is transactional. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know how that didn't click for him, because as I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, this is easily what this is.
Right.
Especially with how she's kind of hesitating about it, and then she starts, like, they start, like, she tries to stop it. I don't see how that you would miss that as, like, a person writing a story about a woman who has this profession, or just about a woman in general. Like, I feel like it kind of missed the point there.
I read something that I thought was a little batshit, that Sean Baker and his wife, who's a producer of the film, would, like, act out the sex positions they wanted. They would, like, show them what positions they wanted them in.
Okay. So it's been documented that Mikey Madison's not one of intimacy coordinator on this movie. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that that's a problem. It should not be up to the actor. I love that she was comfortable in her skin to do that, that she was in a space where she felt that she was comfortable that she could even do that. But that shouldn't be an option to decline it. Like, you couldn't perform all these crazy stunts without a stunt coordinator. You, like, if you're working with animals, you need an animal trainer on set to help with that. I just think, like, maybe she feels okay with it now. But who's to say, like, 20 or 30 years from now, she's going to look back and go, actually, maybe that wasn't a good idea. you know, like perspective, mm-hmm. years reflection right. could change your mind. And so in right. order to make things proper and have it like all everything checked out supposed to be, there needs to be a coordinator. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he did that, like act out, that would never happen if a coordinator was on set for that or like consulting. And that's dangerous. Yeah. Slippery yeah. slopes. Like that's how things get swept under the rug. Like, oh, it's fine. I trust him. It doesn't matter. This is this person's job and they're professional. So let them do their job so you can do yours. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because having like an intimacy coordinator there, like, would give you the freedom that at any given moment, if you're not okay, you can say, hey, I'm not yeah. okay. And then everything has to pause until we figure out a way to make it okay. It has to, you have to have that buffer there. So
you can say that you're safe all day, but you won't realize until someone is there that's like, hey, come talk to me if you need help. Well, maybe I'm not safe. Okay, let me go talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
also, like, again, as a woman, a lot of the times when we're in dangerous, maybe non-consensual situations, we mm-hmm. don't really realize it until much, mm-hmm. much later.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
So
our survival instinct is to comply.
Yeah. Just like, you know, keep them at bay. Like, don't make anyone angry. Just like, you know,
yeah. This is a big opportunity for me.
Yeah, and then that's her boss. She's going to, like, any boss right. you have, you're scared to say no to, no matter who they are.
Right.
Like, the dynamics yeah. of that is so, like,
so
why they wouldn't have that is, to me, dangerous, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. even if she said no, then Sean Baker said, actually, we need to have it. It should be mandatory in SAG. I don't know why it's not, but. It
really should be. Yeah. And I hope that she has an opportunity to be on a set where she does have it mm-hmm. and she can see its usefulness and its yeah. how protective it is. And I hope mm-hmm. that she can come out and say, like, I should have championed for this yeah. earlier.
Because I don't think she's had a lot of movies before this, especially in instances where she needed that coordinator. So maybe right. she didn't know. And mm-hmm. that's not her fault. But I think yeah. it should have been the producers, Sean Baker himself, to mm-hmm. say, we're going to have this here
because
I understand you declined and I respect your choice, but know that for safety and regulations, it's important for everyone. Also, like, what about the extras that were uncomfortable or people on set, like the lighting guy? Maybe he was like, maybe I don't want to do this, or you know what I mean? Like, it's not just right. about her.
Yeah.
It's about everyone else that's there. I don't know. It just seems a little irresponsible to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It was wild.
Go ahead.
No, you go, Joy.
I think it's I think it's funny how like the media in general tries to portray it as like, oh, what's her decision? What's the actor's decision? What's the what? When it really shouldn't be, it shouldn't be up to them. It should just be like a general thing. And I thought it was funny because whenever she said that during, not funny, but she said that to Pamela Anderson. Right. During the Actors on Actors interview, and I was like, girl, do you know who you're talking to, first of all? And secondly, she's a veteran actor. Like, you have not been around nearly as much as her. And that might just be your, you know, naiveness of being fucking 24, 25. Like, you know, if she's looking at you with concern, you should probably be concerned, because God knows how, like, how many things she's seen, or like other actors, other female actors her age. I just read an article, I think it was just an article about like Cameron Diaz coming back to acting after like 11 or 12 years out of the spotlight. And right. she's like, oh my God, like now there's someone on set that I can say, hey, I'm uncomfortable, and they'll come help me. And she's like, we could have never imagined this, you know, back when I was acting in the first place, which just goes to show like how many times was she uncomfortable or like in a sketchy situation and she couldn't say anything, you know?
I think it was very funny to go from watching The Substance to watching this film. And, yeah. and like the difference in which the female body is shown.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I didn't I didn't feel like it was like too gratuitous or too much in this film, but just it felt so different. And I know it's because like this movie was sexual and The Substance was not sexual with its portrayal of a naked body, but it was just so wild to me to see the difference of like a female perspective and a male perspective back to back.
Yeah.
Wild.
I still stand by the fact that I'm so glad that a woman directed Substance.
Oh yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? It'd be even more of a horror movie if a man did it.
Yeah, and actually this is pretty good male directed sexual movie because we've seen and heard of way worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe that's why like I don't know. I liked a lot of things about it, but there are some qualms for sure.
Is it maybe that the bar is so low for male directors that we're like, oh, this is great.
There it is. Bloop, bloop. There it is.
Because generally, yeah. I was like, okay, this is nudity and sex. But, like, it's not, in general, it wasn't, like, too over the top. There was some shots that I was like, if you could have just panned the camera just up, like, 2 inches, we would not get any boob at all, and I would still know what was going on. Just a little bit.
Would you know without that nip?
No, audience are real stupid. They need to see everything all the time, everywhere.
And you know what?
Everything all at once.
And I am not a person. I am not on this like new wave train of like, oh, there's too much sex. There's too much nudity in TV. And I'm like, bitch, where were you 15 years ago with Game of Thrones?
I think
that was too much. That was too much.
What they mean by that is like what they're not able to say or verbalize is that they want more romance. They want more.
Yes. Like meaningful,
they don't know how to
say, sexual interaction.
Yeah. Like if you think about. If you think about Pride and Prejudice, that movie is very sexy, but there's not, you know what I mean? But it's not at all like grotesque and gross as like so many other things that are out there. I think what it comes from, what it should be is they need to focus on the romance. Mm-hmm. And I think whenever that happens, whatever comes after that will be good because you'll be getting what you've been craving the first part of the movie. Does that make sense?
And I think that's why people love Bridgerton. They're getting moves, they're getting romance, and then they're getting a lot of fucking sex.
Yeah.
There you go.
That has the balance of both.
There it is. I have never seen it, but I'll believe you.
Girl, season two.
Watch it for Jonathan Bailey. One and two. For
Jonathan Bailey.
Right. Oh,
but
no.
Let me tell you.
Now?
Watch season two. Season one's fine. My personal recommendation would be watch season two because... it's very tropey, but it's oldest siblings, like enemies to lovers, like cute. Like you will hate it, your eyes will roll, but at the end of the day, you'll be like, for Jonathan Bailey, it's fine.
You know, I've seen worse things for hot people, so whatever.
You know what? And it does do a good job of portraying the responsibilities of an eldest sibling. So.
I did see through Trixie and Katya. I did see Queen Charlotte.
Love it.
And the costumes in that show. Wow. Like,
girl, the wig
budget. The wig budget. Like,
Queen Charlotte was so good.
Gowns, beautiful gowns. You know what I mean? Like,
and those are baby wigs compared to the Queen's wigs in Bridgerton.
Yeah, they're insane.
I'm gonna have to watch this
dance. Fucking nuts, like they move and shit. Amazing.
They move? Amazing. What does that mean?
There's, I'll have to find a gif of it.
Fishbowl in one? Am I making
yeah
that
it
up?
Was like a it was it I think it was like there was like what? A scene of a lake on there was like a I don't know something involving water, like there was something like
get
spinning
out.
In a lake on her head. Yeah, gorgeous. There's one where like I think it makes like either little flower petals or like little hearts with her hair. I don't know. It was so cute. Yes. You
that's
know what
amazing.
I mean. The the hair and makeup in that. The hair, really, just the hair. So go watch Bridget.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. 100 out of 10.
and the evolution of Penelope, like her hair journey and her clothes journey.
It was just like a storytelling through clothes and hair. Love it.
Yes. For that. Penelope. So, okay, maybe you should watch it for season one because you need to know Penelope through the three seasons. So, yeah.
But I should remember you meeting the girl with the bangs.
Oh, fucking bangs, bitch. Oh my God.
You hate
it. I always
right?
have a problem with her tiny bangs. Tiny bangs. Eyebrows, bitch, and tiny bangs, bitch. I just cannot. I cannot. Their faces just like, look, they're, it just, that hair lady loves Queen Charlotte, hates tiny bangs lady. Like, that clear. It was so evident.
Oh my God.
Funny. Anyways, Anna Bridgerton.
Anora. For those of you who watched Daisy Jones and the Six, every time I say Anora, I'm singing the song Aurora in my head, but I'm saying Anora. It's been on a loop for the last 2 days.
I need to watch that.
You know what's been stuck in my head? Oh my God, I shouldn't have said anything. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It's been Fuckle Doodle Doo. That's what's been stuck in my head.
You're watching Dairy Girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
When she first said that, I was like, that's amazing. I'm stealing that.
They just announced that they're doing The Traitors Ireland, and the lady who plays the nun is going to be the host.
Yes. Oh, I'm totally watching it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
I think I'm in the last season of Dairy Girls. And it's just a really fun watch. It's a fun time.
Fuckle Doodle Doo. No, right?
Yeah, I've never seen it. Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. It's so great. I love Dairy
I don't know why. Just because I saw them compete on Bake Off for like charity or something.
That was so
like,
cute.
Oh my God, they're great. Mm-hmm. They're so fun. And then I think I just forgot about it or something. And I was like, oh. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, it's funny. And then it's the 90s. Hello.
Girl. I still haven't watched the last few episodes of the last season because
are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I get that. It's very short seasons too. It's very short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the last one I saw was when they go on like a trip on the train and it's all set on the train.
I haven't seen that one yet. I just saw like the episode where they have they're doing stuff for charity. And what are they? One of them is like they're dancing 24 hours for charity.
Yeah.
yeah. And she's like, I'm holding my breath for charity.
Fucking love her.
Oh, it's the plumber. It's the episode with the plumber.
Yes. I love their little Spice Girls moment because they're like, wait, are they actually good?
I haven't got there yet. I don't know.
Oh my God. You're going to love it.
End of season two. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I did, because I was like, oh, this is like pleasant, whatever. But I was like unexpectedly emotional whenever, my God, what's his name? The guy.
Yeah, the British guy.
I forgot. The guy, it's like, he's going to leave. And they're like sad. And he's like, I'm a Dairy Girl. And I was like, oh.
Yes. Oh, okay. My God. And they're like crying.
Yeah. I was like, that's really sweet. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So cute. So cute.
Fuckle Doodle Doo. I think what I'm excited about is like I could never do an accent like that. So I think I'm going to keep watching it. So it like penetrates my brain. Because I'm like a parrot in that way. Like if I hear it enough, I could probably get it.
Right.
Like I think I'm going to try to implement it into my vocabulary, like kind of how I say, oh no, in Australian accent. Oh no. I'm going to try to implement the fuckle doodle doo in that.
I love it.
I love it.
That's going to be your new sign off.
Anora. Talk about how fine Igor was.
Oh my God, not you too.
Okay, so
he got you.
Some people are upset that he's nominated because he is a Putin supporter and regularly participates in Kremlin-backed propaganda films.
Well, throw him in the trash.
So
I take it back. Igor is
there. You go. I can see that you thought he was hot. I was like, Anna.
That is an Anna type. Yeah,
I did. I really. I thought of you.
And like, white.
Yeah, he was eating.
Awkward and white. That's what it is.
I mean, Paul Mescal. And who's the other one?
Awkward.
Oh, what's that guy that was in Westworld? Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
I fucking love Jimmy Smith.
I mean, Jimmy Smith is great too, but
he is fine. Oh my God, especially younger him. Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's wow. Really
yeah, I know, watching him eat in the diner was nasty.
Because he's like stuffing that cheeseburger in his mouth.
I'm actually surprised he got nominated. Not that he was bad or anything, but I thought, like, did he do good enough work for a nomination? I guess. I think they were just so enamored with his character. They're like, yeah, give it to him.
Yeah.
I do appreciate how awkward he was. My favorite thing, I was laughing a lot once the henchman came in. So when she kicks him, he's like, oh, impressive. Yeah. Like, yeah. All of their exchanges were so funny. But probably my favorite is, like, after the whole thing, and he's, like, holding her or whatever. And the other one, I guess the priest, which, what a mess.
The priest? That was hilarious.
He just leaves so the church. I gotta go, guys.
I don't think he was the priest. He was the godfather. He was.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Church, but he had a church thing, and he left church for this.
Yeah. When he comes in, he's like, what are you? She's a little girl. And the other guy goes, she doesn't fight like one. He's like, oh, that's crying. And then he's like, fine, we're going to get you on this charge and this charge. And here in the back, and assault.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing. I was like, these guys are so good. That's the Armenian guy. Yeah.
Yeah, the Armenian guy was so funny.
Hilarious.
Although I was expecting him to just, like, all over the car. That was so, like,
I was like, okay, hold on, I don't want to see this. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He's like, I have to take my kids in this neck tomorrow, whatever he said.
My wife has to use the car.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved the shot of Annie in the front seat after she gets slapped, and then you can see Igor in the back, like, he's leaning up against the window and she's, like, holding her face. It's a beautiful shot.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of, like, continually good shots in this. Like, I think with this movie, it's less about the stills and more about the, like, the scene, like, letting the scene play. I loved all of the lighting in this. Thank God for good lighting. Hello, thank you. The lighting, the colors, great crew, great job, lighting crew. You're doing amazing. Also, to be able to capture, like, especially, like, the lights in Vegas and then lighting at night and, like, still look realistic and still be, like, lit well enough. I think it was a really good job of, like, capturing the environment for how it is, because I know that, like, through a camera, it looks totally different than when it looks like in real life. And it takes a lot of work for it to look like that. So good job. Props to the lighting team.
Joy, I thought of you when she first gets to his house and he opens the door. I was like, welcome to my home.
Yeah.
Which, that was not a home. That was like an office building. When it shows them on the balcony or whatever, yeah. I was like, that does not look like a house.
No.
It looks like an office building with a penthouse.
Literally. Which is like some beds attached.
Like, I don't even know how you even,
That's okay. So that's like one of the criticisms that I read about this movie, and not just this movie, but I think that Sean Baker's other movies, is that, like, he engages with people of, like, or lower financial status or lower class or whatever,
right,
with his films. But again, not like, I don't know if it's in enough of a critical way. Because, like, it's not telling us really anything. I think it goes back to the shallowness of how Honora's character is written. But, like, obviously everyone needs money. But, like, what's her motivation for it? Like, how did she get to this position? How is she, like, getting here? And, like, I think with Tangerine, it was the same thing. You just kind of, like, show up mid-story, which, okay, cool, that works. But it never really says anything about, like, being a poor person or, like, being a person of limited means. And, like, this, I feel like this maybe said something because, like, it's a Cinderella story. Like, woo, she's being rescued by the rich guy and she doesn't have to, you know, be a sex worker or an exotic dancer anymore. But, like, it doesn't engage with it critically in any sort of way. So I feel like it would just give me something, give me something narratively, just a little bit. Just, you don't have to say this good, this bad. You don't have to put so much morals in it or whatever, but just engage with it a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe this is me helping the writing. but I think maybe he's trying to maybe present sex workers as just like normal people. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to a job, they're doing a thing. Like, they don't necessarily have to do it, but they chose to do this field, so they're going to, and they're good at it. So, you know, whatever. Because I feel like Tangerine, I haven't seen Tangerine in a long time, but I do remember they just were like normal.
Yeah,
they had these crazy relationships, and they'd hang out at that like restaurant all the time. And because I'm remembering the interaction between I believe it's Tangerine and the guy that she meets in her car. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a casual conversation, apart from what she's doing to him. But like, it just seems it's portrayed as so like normalized.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's a nice thing to do, you know, to show it's just like they're just people. But I do agree, she was thinly written, and it wouldn't have hurt to add more to her character.
Sorry. you know what part cracked me up is when she's there with him and she goes, you know, you paid for an hour. There's like 45 minutes left.
Oh my God, that bitch.
We could go again.
Read the room, bitch. Oh my God. You know what? I was more mad that she didn't fucking kick her ass completely. I was like, you should have really gone off on her. Like, I don't know why you're just like, she should have been like.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I was talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about.
When Diamond was with Yuri, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Not Yuri.
Earlier,
like, one of the first times, like the second time he pays to be with her and he's sitting there playing video games, she goes, you know, you paid for an hour. Like, we have 45 minutes left. We can go again.
He like tosses the controller.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when he's with, he's like drunk with the trashy girl or, the other one with the bad haircut.
That's what I was going to say earlier, and I totally forgot that woman was a sex worker and has been a longtime collaborator of Sun Baker's.
So does know one, so he should have asked her question.
He should have asked her about her life.
And Nora's way to like, or Annie's way to disarm her was just to kiss her, and she was like, what the, like, perfect. Was it violent? Just like, boop. Hey, I mean, a little bit of assault maybe, but whatever. She liked it.
God.
But I think what's one thing you could do that will like throw her off? That, and it worked.
Oh my God.
It was the last thing she thought she was gonna do, probably. She probably thought she'd hit her first.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, peace it, bye. And she just left. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I was watching these people party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exhausted.
That hotel room / apartment in Vegas, oh my God. Holy again shit. I can't think that rich. I don't understand how it was like two stories and like the pool was connected to, but you were like the over the, but it was the sky. Like, I was so like, I had my poor glasses on, like I couldn't really see anything other than Pavo over here, you know what I'm saying? Like
Pavo.
Yeah,
oh man, I wish I had, like, I don't know. I would, like, one night in a crazy hotel like that. But I don't know. I feel like I could use that money a little bit better from what he's paying for that hotel.
Also, like, I'm not really, hotels are fine. But, like, to me, a trip is I want to go do stuff in the place that I'm at. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to spend, I mean, a nice hotel. Yeah, like a nice bed, a nice shower. But, like, I don't need to be, like, an apartment size. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's why I'm me and they're them.
Oh, man.
Also, Tattoo. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Girl, I love that fucking song.
Back.
Love that song. It was so fun.
That's when they pretended to be lesbians. What a crazy time.
Wait, but they actually were lesbians, weren't they?
No, they faked it all.
What?
You didn't know that?
Bitch, how do I not know this?
How do I know? Gay history, you don't.
Oh my god, I must have skipped that chapter, Crystal.
I just
I'm Googling this. You know right
I learned
now.
About it from I Love the 90s, I think it was.
Oh.
And I was like, no way. So I looked it up and I was like, oh dang. It was just like a marketing ploy.
Fucking bitches. That's so rude.
And so I don't rude. I didn't read too much into it, but I don't know if that's they even wanted that. So it was kind of like maybe they were coerced to it. So it's a weird situation.
I'm Googling this now. I need to know.
They were
I
fake.
I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Someone you know the
called
song.
The baby.
No, you know the song. When you hear it, you're like, oh yeah.
All the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head, running through my head, running through my head.
Okay. Yeah, I do know the song.
So
but I don't
video,
know.
The video they're like making out. And so they were kind of doing that whole thing promoting the song in the US. And so they were like lesbians, young lesbians. Actually, they were not.
Interesting.
We're lying to everyone for sales.
Rude.
That's nuts. Although they're Russian, so that might have been dangerous to pretend to be gay at that time.
And so then if they tell them do this or else, I mean, again, because Russia is scary.
Very.
I mean, you know what? I do really enjoy the Russian language, though. Russian language is
it's
fun.
It's because it's harsh.
Yeah, I just like it. It just sounds good to my ears.
But it's a little more like a gentle way. Than like German. German
yes,
is
slightly
a little more harsh and like.
Yeah, Russian is less and more just like pointed. Fuck! I just learned a Russian word this today and I forgot it already. I need to write it down. No, I just really it's enjoyable to my ears. If I had more time, I'd try to learn it. I probably
more
could.
Time. What do you mean?
No, well, like more time in my day, like free time.
Oh, okay. Like, what does that mean?
Any other thoughts before we wrap this up?
My first thought is, I didn't know hair tinsel came back. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, girl. Yeah, it's been back for a couple years.
I loved that when that was popular when I was a kid.
You should have gotten done in your hair. You just went to the hair person.
I didn't know. I love hair tinsel.
I always wanted it, but my hair is not the direction of the hair tinsel. Hair tinsel
it's
is straight.
It's very straight hair coated. Like, it's very, not derogatory. What's the word? It's very, it's very, like, prejudiced against curly haired folks.
Yeah. Tinsel doesn't come in curls.
That's you should invent it.
How am I going to? Okay. Yeah, let me try.
Okay. I said these women really are working hard having to pretend to care what these men are saying.
Oh my god. Literally, yes. Literally,
they really
yes.
are working. They're the hardest workers on earth.
Honestly, they're working hard for that money. They should get paid a lot.
Oh my
they should
god.
Get paid a lot to deal with those bitches.
You know
like
they earned it. They really did.
They really did. Oh my god.
Let's see. They don't have insurance, which I'm not surprised, but also surprised by.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I do love that she called them out on it.
Yeah, she's like, once you, then you can tell me what to do. Exactly, girl. Exactly.
Yeah, girl. Until I get my 401k.
Let's see. Wait, let's find I thought. Oh, one of the lines I thought was funny. He was like, I don't have an Instagram. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. So whenever, what's the guy's name? The man child's name? I forgot.
Vanya.
When his mom says to Annie, your Russian is terrible. That hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah, bitch. That was
because
wrong.
I've had people say something like that to Spanish. And that was traumatic for me. So I was like, ooh, that hurt me.
Yeah, that was personal. I did not like that.
Ow. But I did like how she was like, I didn't sign a prenup. And I was like, work. You tell a girl. But I do like the detail of her turning around and talking to her because facing her was too scary. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Scene that was odd to me, and it's before the very last scene, is when she's like, when she asked him, Lee, why didn't you rape me? I was like, what is happening? Why? Where is this going?
Oh,
I didn't like that.
Out.
I didn't like that at all. And he's like, well, because I'm not a rapist. And she's like, no, because you're a F word or whatever she said. I was like, why are you, to me, I was like so uncomfortable. Like, why are you asking that? What? Girl.
I guess it's just like a very blunt thing to say, but also at the same time, I'm like, the bar is on the floor. The bar is in hell. The bar is further and further away every day.
Also, I mean, I guess like we're expecting men to do that, but like, don't ask them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, that whole thing was so weird. And I was like, I don't like this. What else?
I did like when Igor was like, touche.
Oh, yes.
Touche.
That was adorable.
And she was like, bitch, touche.
Jay?
Learn English before you go to French. That was just so good.
That was pretty funny. So I did find out that Anor marks Neon's fifth consecutive Palme d'Or win after Parasite, Titane, Triangle of Sadness, and Anatomy of a Fall.
I saw that too. What? That's so cool.
And Anor is also the first English language movie to win that award in 8 years.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's unexpected.
And I listened to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Other podcast is one of my favorites. When they talked about this movie, and they called it short and sweet in movie form. Sabrina Carpenter's album. And one of the, which I thought was interesting. And one of the, I forgot her name. She referenced specifically the song Lie to Girls by Sabrina Carpenter. And in the song, she says, like, you don't have to lie to girls. If they like you, they'll just lie to themselves. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, yeah. That can apply to this movie and a lot of stuff.
Literally.
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I think those are all my notes.
Me too.
Okay, let's go to some categories. Best picture. What do we think about it being here? And like a favorite, like it's a high up there.
It is.
I know. It's been
the front runner, actually.
From what I've read, yeah. It's kind of,
which I'm very surprised by. Again, like I had problems with it and it wasn't a bad movie, but like the front runner, really? Okay.
Yeah. Like everybody really loves it.
Yeah.
And Mikey Madsen's performance was really great. And Sean, what was I about to call him? Sean Bean?
He didn't die, so wrong.
Sean Baker. Sean Baker's directing was good, but I enjoyed it, but I'm not, like, obsessed with it. I don't think it's Dune.
That it's there, though. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just like, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, best director, Sean Baker's up against Brady Corbett from The Brutalist, James Mangold for A Complete Unknown, Jacques Audiard for that movie, and Coralie Farjit for The Substance.
I mean, again, sure, because the one I would take out is not him anyway, so yeah, sure.
I think for me so far, yeah. I think the direction is one of the things that I like the most about it.
Another person I would add to this list, along with Denis Villeneuve and Edward Berger, is, I didn't look up his name, let me look up, the guy who directed Different Man. I thought that was well directed.
Oh my god. You know who else I would add? Speaking of Sebastian Stan. Oh my god, hold on, let me look up his name. Damn it.
Sorry,
Anna, do you think Sean Baker should be there? Sean Bean?
Sorry, I had a dog who demanded that I moved.
I know, he was literally on top of your computer.
Oh, the director for A Different Man, I'm sorry, A Different Man is Aaron Schimmingberg.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not mad with him being here. Like Crystal said, he's not the one I would take out to make room for others.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he might. No, he's not even the second person I would take out to make room for others. So he's third on the list. So he's good.
So he's okay. He's safe. Another director, Ali Abbasi, who directed The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
That was very, very well directed, considering all the different ways that could have gone.
I've heard that.
And the way, the direction in which it took, the style in which it took, the entire aesthetic of that was just really, like, very focused, very on point.
Also, homegirl from... Hold on.
Which one?
Holding.
Pulling it up. Jane Schoenbrunn from... I saw the TV glow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking watch that before the Oscars. I need to watch it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wreck it.
I half believe you.
You have it?
I half believe you.
Oh. I got a lot of things to watch.
I think it's on HBO.
It is. Because I put it on my list.
Best actress. We have Mikey Madison up against Cynthia Erivo for Wicked. Her from that one movie. Demi Moore from The Substance, and Fernanda Torres from I'm Still Here.
Of the ones we've seen, I'm okay with her there. Because honestly, the nomination is the win. Like, this is huge for her career. Like, congrats to her. Like, I think I'd seen her in one of the Screams before this. She was actually pretty good in that, too. As good as you can be in those kind of movies, truthfully. Although I will say Emma Roberts, her performance should have got nominated for something because it was phenomenal. But whatever.
Oh, really?
I thought it was great. Like, great in a campy way. I thought she was so good. That whole scene when she's throwing herself on the That whole scene when she's, like, trying to injure herself, I was like, this is, like, so good. Like, it's ridiculously good. And not Oscar, but, like, I don't know, some... There should be awards for campy movies.
Like the Razzies?
No, but, like, not mean. Because those are, like, the worst film, the worst performance. Like, camp. I want camp. Camp movie awards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways. So good job on her. Great for her career. I don't know. I'm still pulling for Cynthia. I think she's... Or to me, honestly, either one of those is fine with me.
I think my front runner is Demi for sure. And then Cynthia and Mikey, I think, are pretty tied. I really enjoyed her performance.
Yeah. I think she's good here. Would I keep her here? Yeah, she's not who I would remove, obviously. But I'm just really sad Angelina Jolie's not here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maria was so, so good.
Best Supporting Actor, Yura Borisov is up against Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain, Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice.
Well, he ain't gonna win.
No, but I mean, it's despite all his beliefs and all of that. I mean, good job for getting a nomination. It's there, and I guess that's fine. But I think, like, really, that's okay. I don't know. I feel. Oh, I don't want to say that because it wasn't a bad performance, but I just don't think it's Oscar worthy.
I think it was subtle enough to have some impact. I don't hate that he's here, but he's also, I think, the first one I'd pull out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For that sure. I've seen. Yeah. I still haven't seen Jeremy Strong or Kieran Culkin. Of the three I've seen, he's the first I would pull out.
I mean, Kieran Culkin is the front runner, and
enough that I don't care.
Are you going to, do you plan on seeing it all, or you're not going to
see
it?
I plan on seeing A Real Pain. The Apprentice is low on my watch list.
Well, I'll wait to talk about it until you see it.
Thank you.
I think that considering how many fantastic performances there were in Conclave, I'm surprised that he's there. Because there between the Mexican Pope and Stanley Tucci and
the Italian guy. The Italian guy.
What's his name? The Pope that was disgraced. Adeyemi, yes. And then Cardinal Adeyemi and
all of them.
Yeah, honestly, especially since
Isabella Rossellini got nominated for Crumbs.
Doing nothing almost.
John Lithgow should be able to get a nomination. But
you know what's funny?
Iowa Debris instead.
Yes. Oh my god, I saw that. That was great. I saw the clip from it. It was so hilarious. Although, you know, funnily enough, from Conclave, John Lithgow is like the last one that I would nominate. I would put everyone
That's
else
crazy
before him, phenomenal. Which is nuts.
Yep. Yeah. Fact.
Although I did read that he's going to be in the Harry Potter series.
I read that today, too. Ugh.
I did not see that.
Who's Dumbledore.
I don't know.
Dumbledore.
Oof. I have a lot of feelings about this.
Did you also read that they're in thoughts and talks? In talks? What is his name? Roy.
For Hagrid.
For Hagrid. And I was like, excuse me?
Roy?
In what fucking world?
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Same.
Oh.
Roy Kent. And I was like,
They should not be making that at all. Like, I'm so surprised they're doing it. They really only care about money.
They really do. We shouldn't be surprised, but we are.
I also saw Papa Esiadu for Snape, which is wild to me.
Wild. Wild, because I don't think he's anywhere near old enough for that.
Well, no, I would hope that if they're recasting this, they cast them younger, because...
I think they are. Aren't they were not supposed really, really young?
They were not supposed to be, like, you know, in their 50s. They were supposed to be in their 30s.
Yeah, and, like, their very early 30s.
Oh, yeah. The teachers, the staff of the school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Harry's parents had him, like, right out of school. So if they graduate when they're 17, they had him by the time they were 20, before they were 20.
Yeah, yeah. Bless you.
But by the time they were 20.
I tried it so that means time, but I didn't do it.
It would have been, like, 31.
Yeah, or 32 max, because he's 12.
The start of the show.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, you're right.
I'm tired.
they shouldn't be making it, though.
No. Get it out of here.
Cash grab for a terrible lady.
And they won't, they'll never not do it, because that makes them way too much money. Through the parks, through the other TV shows. Like, there was that one trivia show with, like, Helen Mirren or something.
What?
I don't know if it was a baking show. Some trivia baking something Harry Potter related, and Helen Mirren was there.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention. But, like, through all those programs, there's so much revenue that they're never going to let go of it.
Yeah.
And she's still getting bukus of money because of all this.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Makes me so sad. That's the original screenplay. Sean Baker is up against Brady Corbett and Mona Fassbender for The Brutalist, Jesse Eisenberg for A Real Pain, Moritz Binder, Tim Filbaum, and Alex David for September 5, and Coralie Farjeet for The Substance.
I don't know. This is definitely its weakest category.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to say that I don't want it here, but I don't know that it deserves to be here either. I'm kind of torn.
Natalie Imbruglia is torn.
Because I did love the second half of it. I thought it was genuinely funny. Yeah. I like that they weren't violent. That was interesting. But you can't ignore how thinly written your main character is.
Yeah. When it's supposed to be about her.
Something that could replace it.
I don't know.
Like,
I See the Team Flow. Is that original?
Oh, yes. 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 Okay. 100%.
Haven't it seen it, but I'll put it in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is a Different Man original? I think it is.
Then put that in there too, because that is very good. Like,
it is.
I won't ruin it, but it's very good.
The story structure is very good.
And what it's got to say has something to say.
You know what, Anna? I know you haven't watched it, but I think it's a good double feature with, interestingly enough, The Substance. Because it's about how someone sees themselves.
Oh, my God, it is. It's like a realistic substance, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did I not clock that? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's been a couple articles I read about those two as, like, a double feature.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll keep
it. Yeah. Yeah, also because...
Not on my list, but...
I know. And you don't have to watch it now, but, like, eventually if you watch it, it's a really good foil because, you know, this is... You know, from a man's perspective, from, like, a cis man's perspective. So it's weird and interesting, like, to see how that works in reverse or in a different way. Mm-hmm. Because of what he's dealing with. It's very, just very, very intriguing. Very intriguing.
Best film editing. It's up against The Brutalist, Enclave, Amelia, Didn't Catch My and Wicked.
I love you for that.
Oh my God. Why?
What? What do you mean why?
Why is it here?
I like the editing in this.
Oh, I guess.
I didn't mind it.
I wasn't like anything to write home about to me. I guess. Like, I don't know what I would replace it with, but sure.
I don't mind it. I like it there.
I don't mind it here.
I wouldn't make it.
I should want to know why.
but it deserves the nomination for sure. I think Conclave is my pick for editing.
Oh yeah. Well,
so far.
I'll hold off on that. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What were some good editing choices? Tell me. Sell me on it.
Boobies.
Boobies? Did you say?
Girl.
I think the way they, you know, I think it goes along with the pace of the story. The way the beginning was all like fun and yay and montage and we're having yay, cool, whatever. And then the second part of it was like it matched the pace of the story where there was a little bit longer shots. It wasn't as choppy. Like, I think it matched the pace really well. It told the story through the editing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's bad.
I didn't say it was bad. I just don't know why it's here. Nothing about it stood out to me to why I would warrant a nomination. Mm. But at the same time, I don't know what I would replace it with. Yeah, so by default, I would leave it here.
I agree with Joy. I really liked the editing of the party scenes that week she spent with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it made me exhausted.
It made me want to go out with them.
But yeah, I think it did a fine job. I guess it wasn't bad enough that I noticed it, you know? And it wasn't great enough that I'm like, oh my God, the editing.
Also, it was mid. Got it.
I think it's not the one I would replace, obviously. But yeah, I would throw Substance in there for editing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now that should be here.
Which one?
The Substance.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh my God. I'm blind.
Yeah, exactly. Now there's some editing.
Yeah. Got some editing.
I'm gonna write that
down. Wow.
That's it for categories. Is anybody willing to volunteer to go first for ranking?
Yeah, oh, shit. I have it actually. I was prepared.
I did not expect that to be that loud. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I didn't sound loud to me.
I heard it.
And if Joy heard it, then they heard it in Canada.
Basically.
Fuck. Hello, Canada. Take me into
Canada.
Hi, Melanie.
Hey. Oh my God.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Let's go to Toronto.
Please.
Get us the fuck out of here.
Before they cut us off.
What? One of my
Jesus
favorite.
Fucking cries. Yeah.
Say it again. What?
Before they cut us off.
Oh, I know. Well, maybe we'll get stuck up there and we'll be like, oh my God, free.
Yay.
Whenever things were happening in 2020, Melanie would message me on Instagram. She was like, hey, so how's Nazi America or Nazi Germany?
And oh, no!
And I'm like, oh, damn.
No. She's not wrong, though. It just got worse.
I know. I'll never
forget. Wow.
I was dying laughing. I was like,
I'm dying. Dying.
I was like, well, I'm packing a bag, girl. You ready for me? She's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Who said this?
Melanie, the girl that went to her wedding in Canada.
Girl. I can't.
I think we told you this, Anna. Like, when we went up there, she was so cute. She had, like, note cards. She's like, okay, so this is this tower in the tallest building in Toronto. Like, it was so cute. She was, like, giving
us. So cute. She's the best.
Girl, I know we haven't met, but please make room for three.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was so jazzed how, like, she, I just met her. And she was treating me like she was treating Joy. It was so nice.
She's like, the fucking best.
So sweet and so fun and cool. Yeah.
And her wedding was so great. It's beautiful.
I liked her a lot.
Her dress was funny. So cool.
Yeah. I think it was we got to do those henna tattoos at her bridal
shower. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was so cool. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's go back to Canada. Remember when we had that really great Indian food, too? When we're getting an Uber.
The ride was like 3 minutes.
Literally. I was.
Have we talked about that, dumb. Anna? Yeah, we have, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I told you. I assume you forget like we do.
Elephant memory, babe.
I assume that you shake your head enough and it just like erases like an Etch a Sketch. Like me.
Me.
So.
I wish I had that power sometimes.
I get that. Yeah, that's fair. But no, that's good because then I can be like, Anna, did this happen or this happen? And you sometimes like you don't remember. And I'm like, anyways, all right, rankings.
Sorry.
Number 6 is EP. Number 5 is a substance, purely for body horror reasons and needles. 4 is Wicked. I'm reading it, but I'm still questioning it. 3 is Sonora. 2 is Conclave, and 1 is Dune 2.
Oh, interesting.
And I want to change it already because we talked more about the story and I'm like, I like Anora less. But anyways, right now it's 3.
There's always next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to change our minds in 2 days, so. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Number 6. Is it number 6? 6 of them? Yes. Counting 6, yeah.
Yes.
Is EP. Number 5 is Anora, but there's a big gap between 5 and 6.
Again, we said this last or the one before, like the gap between the last one and whatever's after is miles long, like years long.
Okay. Here from Australia.
Exactly.
There you go. Number 4 is Wicked. 3, The Substance. 2, Conclave, and 1, Dune.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
My number 6 is that one movie. 5 is Anora. 4 would be The Substance. 3 would be Wicked. 2 would be Dune, and 1 would be Conclave.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay. So I did this ranking like right after I watched it. So I was still like on a, yay, it was funny. I liked it. So that's probably why Anora was so high. But
and that's fine.
After our conversation, I was like, okay. I can see. Yeah. But yeah, Wicked's not number 1. That's amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's been a couple days since I've seen it. So it's like, okay, I've calmed down a bit.
And then we'll watch it tomorrow. And then it'll be number 1 for the next one.
And that I'll be singing it for forever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's watch it together.
Can we just do anything together, please?
Yeah, we're definitely watching that next time we're together.
Can that be tomorrow, please?
I wish. I think I'm working 6 days this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have care of babies tomorrow, so.
Aww.
I'm actually off tomorrow.
What?
I don't work tomorrow.
How are you off?
Actually, I forgot. And so apparently I'm getting a day before and after President's Day.
What the hell? Nice. Presidents are that important?
That's me. But like they want to give me this day now, but take away one of the days from Christmas. What the hell?
What the fuck? That's stupid. You don't need it. You don't need it now. You need it in Christmas.
I think I'll tell you this. Like they change the schedule. So like I'm not off. I'm not as long as the days that I was that whole break, they shortened it now. So I don't have to go back like a normal job. But so they place those other days, other places in the calendar. And this is one of them. I don't know why. It's dumb.
That's weird.
Why don't you go see, I mean, there's probably a 10 a.m. Brutalist tomorrow.
I can check again, but there's not.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's because Captain America comes out tomorrow. So it's taking up all the space.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was like frantically looking at like smaller theaters.
Mm-hmm.
you know, certain times, because I thought, okay, Friday I'll be off, I'll go. No, it's Captain America's coming out, and so all of the theaters are filling up for that, which I'm going to see it as well, because I'm going to support a Black
Captain America. I'm going to watch it on Monday with the boys, I think. They didn't want to go this weekend because it's going to be packed. So we'll just go on Monday. As it should be. I might go watch it alone and then go back and watch it with them on Monday.
It's the same writers as the same people from the show.
Yeah.
And I really like the show. I can see why people didn't like the show, but ultimately it was good. And had a voice, had something to say. It was interesting. So I'm hoping that'll carry to the movie.
Yeah.
Crystal, I found it.
Did you really?
The Angelica tomorrow has 3 showings.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know it's not Cinemark, but. Oh, and they're all showing the shorts.
That's fine. Tomorrow. I should need something.
Yes. It's been lovely talking to you folks about this wild movie.
Wild.
We'll be back. We've got a few more movies left. And we can't wait to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.